Exit Through the Gift Shop, written by Marianne Master and read by Mary Sudi. So here's the thing. I'm dying. But don't panic. It's not the end of the world. Well, it's kind of the end of my world, but not yours, so chill. I know we're all going to die one day, but according to Dr. Needham, I've got about a year left, give or take a bit. So, if that year were to begin today, in fact, right now, this very minute as I'm writing these words, I'll be dead by 11:43 a.m. on 14 October next year. It's kind of spooky to have that sort of time limit put on your life. It's also sad and scary and surreal. Surreal. Adjective. When something is so weird and unbelievable that you feel like you're living in some kind of parallel universe, or you're having one of those freaky dreams after you've eaten too many burritos for dinner. Knowing approximately when and how you're going to die really messes with your head. Some days I swing from pure panic mode, this is not a drill, this is really happening, to calm zen mode, breathe in, out, accept the things you cannot change. About 100 times. Looping thoughts of life and death, death and life, buzz around my brain like there's some sort of malfunctioning microchip. It's exhausting. So yep, there it is. I'm dying. But that's the least of my problems. My biggest problem at the moment can be described in 2 words. Alyssa Anderson. Or Butt Breath, as I like to call her. Not to her face, of course. Alyssa is the meanest of all mean girls. Queen mean. If you kicked her in the heart, you'd probably break your toe. If my life was a Marvel movie, she would be the supervillain. But before I tell you about her, yes, she can wait, even though I'm sure she'd love to muscle in on every part of my story, I should probably tell you about me and all the good people in my life. What's in a name? That which we call a rose. Shakespeare wrote some gushy, romantic stuff about how names don't matter and a rose is a rose and will still smell like a rose no matter what you call it. But I'm not buying that. I mean, would a rose really be as appealing if it were called pus pie or puke petal or just blur? Yeah, I don't think so either. Which brings me to my name. Anahita. No, not Anaconda. Or Andahita, and definitely not Anna hit a home run. Anahita. It's a pretty name. It means goddess of fertility and water, which is obviously cool. I'm down with any kind of goddess. But for some reason, no one seems to be able to say it. That hita at the end just sends people into a spin. So I just go with Anna. Disclosure. My full name is actually Anahita Rosalind Gorban Galashay. But don't try saying that out loud. Really, don't.